It's Thursday, May 21st. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is your daily coronavirus update. Some good news for regions that are reopening their economies. A recent study from South Korea is showing that COVID-19 patients that have tested positive after recovering are not infectious. These so-called re-positive patients weren't spreading any lingering infection and were shedding only dead virus particles. Emma Court, health reporter at Bloomberg News, joins us for what we are learning about how contagious someone is after recovering from the virus. Thanks for joining us, Emma.
Thanks for having me.
That's some interesting news coming out of the South Korean CDC, and it might be some pretty good news, actually, concerning recovered patients and possible immunities. Researchers are finding evidence that patients who test positive for the coronavirus after recovering aren't capable of transmitting the infection, and they could have antibodies that could prevent them from falling sick again. Emma, tell us a little bit more about what they're saying.
This is a really interesting piece of research. They basically looked at people who had COVID and later tested positive, even though it had been some period of time since they had been sick, and basically attempted to answer this question of, are people still infectious even later on? And the researchers seem to think that they are not infectious, which is good news, because knowing that people have recovered and are no longer infectious is extremely important, obviously, as we try to reopen economies and send people back to work and school and things like that. And it's also kind of a hopeful note in terms of this still lingering question about whether people who have had COVID and survived and recovered are immune, although that's still, I think, something many people would tell you is still a big unanswered question at this point.
I want to make sure I get this right. These people that tested positive again, were they sick again? Were they showing symptoms themselves, or they just tested positive after previously getting over it and having a negative test?
So they had recovered. It sounds like the researchers had a negative test from them, and then they had another positive test. They're calling them, quote unquote, re-positive patients. So that's important here because there's also been an indicator that they had a negative test. But more importantly, the researchers in Korea believe that the diagnostic tests we use aren't well able to distinguish between sort of active particles of the virus and particles of the virus that are not active and aren't able to sort of be infectious. So that's kind of the key thing here. This really underscores the limitation of the diagnostic tests that we have, rather than sort of making bigger sweeping kind of conclusions for us about how coronavirus works.
So in these people that had recovered, they also had some antibodies against this. And that's also interesting too. You compared this a little bit to a recent study in Singapore about SARS, people who had recovered from SARS, and they had neutralizing antibodies 9 to 17 years after their initial infection. Now, we don't know, obviously, if this is the case with COVID-19 specifically, but it is kind of a cousin virus, let's say. And this is kind of the thing. The hope is that your antibodies would protect you for quite some time after getting infected.
I think, you know, you phrase it really well, which is the hope. And it's also kind of the belief, because we've seen it be this way with other viruses, right? We've seen antibodies be protective in other scenarios, but there are a lot of limitations due to the fact that this is a coronavirus, and we also don't know if there is immunity, how long it lasts. And that's kind of the $100 billion question, if you will, or, you know, if you can think of a larger dollar amount. I mean, this is the biggest question right now, kind of underscoring every public health effort we launch, every private sector effort around coronavirus. I mean, the answer to this question is going to have really widespread implications. And, you know, you might be able to say, we believe this, we assume there probably is immunity, at least some level of immunity, but we just don't know that for sure because we haven't studied that specifically at this point and been able to come to a firm conclusion.
Tell me a little bit more about people testing positive again, because some of these tests can't distinguish between dead and virus particles, because this was one of the discussions that I was having with somebody else of, does the virus just lie dormant or do we get rid of it completely? So what does this kind of mean on that front?
Understanding that researchers have is that the virus particles may remain in cells even after they've sort of been inactivated. So the idea is that the tests we have aren't always, they believe, able to distinguish between active and inactive particles. And I think it's worth noting, like, this is just sort of one element of a larger discussion we're having around diagnostic tests and how well they work on the whole. I mean, can we rely on a test that you take when you're sick to be the be-all, end-all in terms of saying you have coronavirus, you don't have coronavirus? And I think this study is just the sort of the latest proof that there are extremely important limitations that we have to consider. I think many doctors would tell you, if you're someone and you test negative for COVID-19, like, they may still think you might have it, and they may still tell you to self-quarantine. They may still tell you to be extremely cautious in your behavior, not go outside for 14 days and the like, because there are other factors at play, and we can't rely entirely on these tests to just tell us yes or no.
But as you mentioned at the beginning, this is a positive sign for regions that are reopening their economies, so much so that South Korea has revised a bunch of its protocols and basically saying that if you've recovered from this, you went through your period of isolation, you're good to go. Move freely. We don't have to worry about you anymore.
Right. And I think that's a really good point. And I think, you know, I actually just spoke with a person in public health in Utah who was saying they've seen the same problem, right? People had COVID-19, they recovered, and they can test positive for sometimes months afterwards. And she said, you know, we're just following the CDC protocols, which are, I think, probably pretty aligned with what Korea is doing, sort of just basically waiting a certain amount of time after people have symptoms, you know, ensuring they've recovered and kind of following that protocol around infection. So I think, you know, it does pose, you know, knowing this emerging evidence around how antibodies with this disease work will kind of embolden public health officials, you know, not just in Korea, but around the world in terms of making some of these decisions.
Emma Court, health reporter at Bloomberg News, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks so much.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been your Daily Coronavirus Update. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.